Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Here are my two notes I wrote down. It's a constant process of me writing, scribbling things, and then trying to read them and remember them. So I have NTT, which means Name That Tune. I got invited to go on the show Celebrity Name That Tune with...
Ooh.
Let me find the...
With me?
No. You don't play with somebody. You play against other
Eddie,
people.
Eddie, you would get beat by Bobby.
No, as a team.
Hosted by... Oh. There's no... Huh? There's no team?
Is there no team on that show?
No, I wouldn't pick you anyway.
That's
hosted
rude.
By...
That's rude.
Jane, it's on Fox, hosted by Jane Krakowski and Randy Jackson. I've seen it before, Caitlin. I've played it from the house. Like, we've played it. So I get invited to go on it. This is the deal. Today, I'm working on the next season of Name That Tune Celebrity Edition for Fox. They hosted La La La. I wanted to check in and see if Bobby's interested or available to participate. It's one day. They give you $20,000, and then you can win up to $100,000 for a charity of your choice. Music knowledge is helpful to play the game. The classic format. I've seen the format, so I don't understand the show here. Celebrity, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the date's July 6th. It's basically like, hey, can you be here? And not only that, the date, it's in Dublin, Ireland.
So you got to go to Ireland in like a week?
Yeah, that's like, what?
What?
You invited me to go on a show that I will for sure dominate and beat everybody. And then I can't even go because, one, it's so close to the 4th of July holiday, and we'll be gone the 4th and the 5th. I'm not going to cancel our plans. And then it's in Dublin. I'm assuming it's in Dublin because they shot it during the pandemic, the first couple of seasons. They probably just have it built and ready there. Like everything, the stage.
That's crazy.
So I get invited to a show that I feel like I could crush. And I can't go. Mm. They'll provide first class travel, first class accommodations, hair and makeup, ground transportation, COVID protocol. But I just can't go on the 6th. And so I said, I'll pass.
That's a bummer.
Thanks, though. Mm-hmm.
Can you recommend someone else, though? Can you?
Not
be like,
you.
Okay.
What could? Oh, because you can go to Dublin on the 6th?
Hold on.
I would cancel all my plans to go to Dublin.
Let me say this, and I don't mean this in a way because I understand who I am.
Yes,
too.
You
it's called
do.
Celebrity. Name That Tune, Eddie.
I don't fit that category.
I barely make the list. I'm sure they're scrubbing when they got to come to me. So if they're coming to me, yeah. I don't think they would let you recommend someone unless the person happened to also be famous or more famous.
Okay.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it's fine. That's fine. If you don't want to stick your neck out for me, I get it.
No, I would if it was normal Name That Tune.
Oh, just name that tune.
It's not Celebrity Name That Tune.
Got it.
Don't you think about like, hey, I want to send my video producer, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I guess against Chris Hemsworth? Like,
he's half of your band.
Yeah.
He can't even get a blue check mark. I've tried so many times.
You've tried and they deny you?
I didn't tell you they denied again?
No. Man, I do get a lot of these DMs, though.
DMs
from who?
Dang, Eddie, you just can't even get on that level, can you?
It says, Instagram verified people, and then you click on it, they're like, hey, just fill out the form, and you're in. But I'm scared to click on things to fill out the form.
It's weird that he can't get verified.
Hold on, I'm going to call someone who's tried to get Eddie verified.
Actually, Eddie.
Can't believe you're going to bat so hard for Eddie to get verified. Let him do it, man.
I'm not fighting for it.
Yeah, Eddie's not fighting for it.
I don't care.
More than 700 flights canceled Sunday. I mean, if you're trying to go somewhere
bonkers
and it's on an airplane, I mean, it's a roll of the dice.
Yeah, it really is.
It's just like, I wonder if we're going to go because so many flights are getting canceled constantly or delayed. And then I see people getting all mad about it. And you know what? For the first time, some of them I agree with because they're scheduling these flights without pilots.
Mm.
And hoping they can figure it out. That's what I read. Yeah. And then when they can't, they're like, we had to cancel it. And people are like, well, don't schedule the freaking flight if you don't have a pilot to go. But at least 730 flights were canceled across the U.S. on Sunday, according to the flight tracking website FlightAware. Delta canceled 224. United canceled 71. American Airlines canceled 66.
Dang.
That's a lot. That's from CNN. That stinks. The Snake in the Grass trailer is up for my show. I know we talked about it a little bit on Friday when they put the press release out. But the trailer is out. And it's pretty cool. The trailer looks good.
I can't wait.
It looks good. The show's pretty good, too. You know, when I did it, I thought, okay, this will be fun. A little game, goofy, who knows. But it's good. And so they say the action-packed social experiment is hosted by national radio and television personality Bobby Bones. And the picture they used, one of them was of, like, some Survivor people. So people are like, we told you it was like Survivor. That's one episode. Then there's another one with Big Brother people. And then six are normies. Normal people.
Mm.
So I think those two are the ones they're highlighting because those people have followings.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the first episode is going to be, but they're pretty good. Pretty good.
Good for kids?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Kid friendly?
But the problem is it comes on at 10 Central on USA, but it'll be on Peacock the next day.
The next day, yeah. Yeah. That's how I'll watch it.
LeBron James card sells for $2.4 million.
How much?
$2.4 million.
Was it again?
It's a card.
A card.
Does rookie card or something?
Well, it's what they call the triple logo, man. It's got three of the logos from his jerseys for the three teams he's played for.
Oh.
The Cavs, the Heat, and the Lakers. And it sold for $2.4 million. So it's like the three NBA logos from those jerseys, which, I mean, cool. Problem is, what's hot today, like with these cards, or let me just go to crypto, for example. It's bombed out. Like, one Bitcoin's $21,000. It was like $60,000 to $70,000 a few months ago. So you're looking at, you've lost so much money if you had a bunch of cryptocurrency. Will it come back? Probably. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't bet on that. I don't do that crap. I got a little bit just for fun, but I don't get into it. Jake's into it a good amount.
Jake Owen?
Yeah. And not just Bitcoin, but like
NFTs.
Ethereum and whatever it's called. Ethereum. Some NFTs. Yeah. Yeah, he's into it a little bit. A 14-year-old sneezed at a coin that he shoved up his nose when he was four.
Whoa.
Wow.
He vaguely remembers shoving a silver coin up a nostril as a four-year-old, and he forgot about it. It was never spotted despite countless sore noses and trips to the doctor.
Ugh.
But now, 10 years later, he's like,
felt something,
and it came right out. That is crazy. A coin came out. That's the coolest magic trick ever. Instead of the ear, you go into the nose.
Yeah.
Oh, look what I found. So I saw that. Let's see. Mark that out. I got a couple things that I have a note here for. Number one is NASCAR. Morgan, I saw you went to NASCAR yesterday.
Yeah, and it was epic. It was my first ever time going to a race.
Eddie, you went?
It was epic, like she said.
Who else went?
Scuba.
Okay.
Yeah, my son.
Would you say it was epic?
I've been to NASCAR races before, but it's always been an exhilarating experience to go to that, especially with the access that we had. It was incredible.
That's probably a big part of it too, guys.
Oh,
honestly,
absolutely.
You didn't sit in the stand, so
no.
But that's cool. I'm not interested really in NASCAR, honestly. So, and I get headaches pretty easily around loud noises, so I don't want to go.
Oh, good, because it's not for you then, because it's super loud.
Really?
so loud that we had to text each other. Like, I was talking to Morgan, and she'd be like, "I can't hear you," and I'm yelling as loud as I can. So I had to text her and then show her my text. Like, look,
oh, wow,
this is what I'm trying to tell you.
What was awesome about it, Morgan? What was awesome about it?
Well, so we got a ride in the pace car with one of the NASCAR drivers, Ryan Blaney, and I was sitting around there for like three laps, and he was going at least 130. After that, I stopped looking, and I was like holding onto my seat, freaking out, and it was insane.
Hey, Ray, will you play voicemail number one, Kyle from Louisiana?
Yep.
This is a question from Morgan. How did you feel about your first NASCAR race, and did you stay for the whole thing through all of the rain and lightning delays?
So I didn't stay through the whole thing. After like the second rain delay, I was like, okay, I got to go home. I got to get up early. I left at like, I think 7:30 by the end of it. We had been there for like 8 hours.
Oh my.
Eddie,
it was
say?
A long day.
No, we had a babysitter till like 9, but because of the rain delay, it just wasn't going to finish. So I ended up watching the end at home.
They finished the race?
They did. They finished like at 10:30.
Wow. And that rain, they don't mess around with the rain with cars.
No.
Wet track, they don't.
At first, it was lightning, and if it's 30 miles away, they stop the race. And it's so loud that when they did call it for lightning, we were in the pit, so you can't hear the actual call, but you just hear all the cars just go, and you're like, whoa.
Then you can hear each other.
You're like, something's up. What's happening? And then you're like, all right, it's a rain delay. Got it.
What was the coolest part?
The pit. I mean, I think just the pit and seeing everyone move the way they move. And my thing was like, I wanted to see a crash. But then once I saw the speed of the cars, I'm like, I don't want to see a crash. That will stress me out because they are going so, so, so fast that a wreck to me would just be like, oh my gosh, like someone's going to die, even though it's very safe now.
Still someone could die, though.
Someone can die. Yeah. But, man, they've spent a lot of money and investing in a lot of safety for them.
They put that in all of our cars, then. How can race cars get it?
No kidding, right?
It's like the joke. It's an old, old joke from I don't even know who. They're like, well, if the black box survives a plane crash, make the whole plane out of the black box.
That's true. That's true.
Sure, it wouldn't fly, but yes.
Yeah.
Okay, here. Let me call. This is my manager. Not Morgan, but he will know, Eddie, why you can't get verified.
Oh. Morgan was at NASCAR, too.
Yeah, she took her dad.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, we're currently talking about why Eddie cannot get verified on Instagram.
Oh, yes.
Why can't Eddie get verified? He's got 300. How many followers you got?
No, like more than 200,000.
Yeah.
230, 200, something like that.
Why can't he get verified?
Well, I think how they look at that is people that are celebrities and have influence in the marketplace. And when you look at Eddie's credentials, he's a producer. He has no real celebrity status and therefore really insignificant to the culture as a whole.
Now he's just being rude.
Wow, wow, wow.
He said what he said.
No,
He said what he said.
We got to go with it.
There's nothing to him.
How about you ask Tom how I got mine then?
You know, yeah. I think he exists. He has purpose, but not in a way that deserves verification.
Okay, now can he be serious?
So why do you really think he can't get that blue check?
If I'm really honest with you, I have no idea. We have done now multiple appeals to the verification boards, whoever those might be. And I think it's really, I really do believe it's just a kind of a random person agreeing or not agreeing. And I know they're getting a ton of those requests. Truthfully, he should be verified with that many followers. I would consider him an influencer. He influences me sometimes negatively.
Okay.
But he is influential.
True. Well, like Scuba Steve has a blue check, right? So, and Eddie.
But he has a cool name like Scuba Steve. Oh. Like they trick them to believe he is a celebrity.
So if you, like, if we change it to like Eddie Spaghetti, they'll probably think you're like a reality host.
For sure.
I like that.
Like a Weird Al spinoff, for sure. That could work.
All right. Well, so we don't really have an answer. Lunchbox is verified. Scuba Steve is verified. Eddie is not.
Oh, Eddie. Buddy, I don't know what to say. We will continue to try the efforts. It seems like he should be. But for some reason is being considered. Eddie, did you do something in your past that is coming back that I'm just not aware of?
Not
prohibit this. Are you on some sort of list? A watch list?
Not that I know of, Tom. But how hard is he trying is my question for him.
Ask him.
Like, Tom, how hard are you trying for this? Was this one call like a year ago? And then you're just like, oh, they said no. Oh, well.
I do feel like it's a little bit of, you know, that Jack Russell Terrier that's just barking at your ankles that you can't ignore, but you kind of are trying to ignore. I think your verification request is similar to that. The request came in. We put an appeal in. We got denied, and now you're just a Jack Russell barking at my ankles.
Yeah, he tried, you know, once. What I mean? Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. But, well, Amy, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, he has a job, Eddie.
Yeah, but his job is to, part of his job is to make sure that people are represented in the best way possible. With Eddie, that is a blue check mark to prove that's really him. People could be faking as Eddie.
Oh, true.
Eddie, let me ask you a question, Eddie, and this is a professional one.
Okay.
Am I employed by you at all?
not technically, no.
Have you ever even offered to pay for a soda or a meal for me?
No, you usually take care of that.
Yeah, so I feel like my responsibilities to you as a person have been done, have been accomplished. So that's not my job.
Hey, I think we got into the root of this.
Yeah. Eddie.
They've never asked.
They've never asked.
They mailed it to where you mail letters to Santa Claus. They mailed the North Pole. Uh-huh. Can Eddie be verified?
We sent a fax somewhere. Yeah. I'm sure it was a facsimile that we did send somewhere.
All right. Well,
how that was received, I don't know.
It's just a sensitive situation because Lunchbox and Scuba Steve are verified and Eddie's not. And
How is it sensitive? I am so much more famous than Eddie.
And Lunchbox get verified. Just a simple request through iHeart.
Scuba, you got verified because you knew someone at Instagram, right?
No, mine just came up one morning. I woke up and there it was.
Really?
Okay.
You didn't even apply?
Did not apply. I know somebody at Instagram, but she's my previous boss, but I didn't ask her. I would never ask her for that. That's a waste of her time.
Wow. They're just waking up with Christmas presents, bro.
Wow. Yeah. And same thing with Lunchbox?
I don't know about Lunchbox.
No, they reached out to me on Instagram and said, hey, we'd like to verify you. Are you okay with that? And I said, yeah,
Lunchbox
fine.
Claims that they reached out to him.
No chance. There's no
true.
Chance.
That's not true.
Oh, they reached out to him.
That's not true. Okay.
Is all it right. Okay if we verify you?
Tom, thank you.
You're verified in my life, Eddie, and that to me is really all that matters.
Thank you, Tom. I don't 100% believe you anything you just said, but thank you.
All right. Bye, Tom.
Bye.
I mean, Eddie, if you want to give me 500, I can, I'll reach out to the people that reached out to me and see if they want to get you verified.
That would be the worst $500 to just give.
Hmm. Yeah.
All right. Just checking.
Okay. Well, there's that, Eddie.
Good luck, Eddie.
We don't have an answer there.
Maybe tomorrow you'll wake up.
Ooh, maybe.
And it will be there.
Well, just this is another note I have. Eddie said someone asked him if he was a celebrity.
Yeah. How cool is that?
Go ahead.
Well, there's a guy that sells papers on the street corner, and I've talked to him. He's a big Dallas Cowboys fan, and I've talked to him for like years, 3 years probably. And we just chat like about the Cowboys, different moves they're making in the offseason, whatever. And then out of nowhere, this is just a few days ago, he goes, hey, man, you're a celebrity, aren't you? And I go, what? He goes, I can just tell that you're a celebrity. And he didn't ask me what I did or anything. And I go, nah, I don't know where you got that from. And dude, no kidding. It was just the biggest coincidence. A friend of mine drives by on the other lane and honks at me and goes, Eddie! And he goes, I knew it! You're a celebrity! And I didn't tell him that was my friend. I was like, oh, I guess so, man. Yeah, like, people do recognize me sometimes.
And he's like, let me see your blue check mark.
You don't have it.
Oh, okay.
So you have it, you're exuding celebrity vibes.
I guess, but man, I thought like, man, if Lunchbox got something like that, he would love it.
He'd
but
make him do it again and record it.
Probably.
And bring it in.
Totally.
Yeah. Amy, your daughter flew by herself?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I know. She didn't need an escort or anything. She's 15 now.
What airline?
Southwest.
And do they have like a protocol for kids?
They do. Every airline is different, but Southwest, if you're 15, like she went to got her ticket. She wanted like a paper ticket and she went through security. She went all by herself. Obviously, we offered to escort her, but she's like, no, I got this. And anytime we've flown with her, my husband's always very adamant of like making sure the kids know what they're doing. And he's like, you tell us where to go. So that way, if they're ever in an airport, they know how to try to figure it out. And so that's all paid off. Like she made it. She went to Austin to see her cousins and grandparents and made it safely, made it back. All good.
You know, she bought every Fanta in the airport.
For sure.
Ice cream. Oh, I'd crush the candy. No parents.
Yeah.
I do that now. What are you talking about?
Every snack.
Yeah.
No, he's just real proud of her. And it's just also crazy time marches on feeling where you're like, oh, my child is now old enough to fly on their own and she'll be driving next year.
Mike, your birthday was this weekend.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
It was fairly good.
What'd you do?
Not a whole lot. Went to the movies a couple times, but I didn't want to do anything, so we just kind of chilled at the house.
You went to the movies a couple times?
Yeah.
We're going to do a bit in the next couple days. Mike's going to review Buzz Lightyear and Elvis against each other and tell you which one to spend your money on.
Oh, out of the two.
Yeah. I've asked Scuba. Scuba, do you think he'll give me a screener of Elvis?
Yeah, I asked for him, and I haven't got a response yet. That was on Sunday I asked. So
did anybody get a screener of Elvis, or did you guys just
I did, but it's expired.
Okay,
yeah,
so
we have them, but I don't recommend you watch the screener just because the ones they gave us, maybe it's different now that the movie's out, but when they gave it to us, it has your name. You've seen screeners before. It has your name blocked off across the top of it.
Yeah.
And you can't see the whole thing. It's a small screen. It's not the best experience.
Well, I need a screener I can download. I don't own a DVD player. So is that what it is?
Yeah, no, you go to a website. You go to a website, good. But mine was expired after I watched it.
I've heard you would
want to watch it at home. You'd be fine with your name on it, right?
Yeah, I just look at my name and I'd be like, that's me.
Wow.
Bobby, the movie's about Elvis.
I made it.
B-O-B-B.
This movie's called Bobby? I thought it was called Elvis.
Stop.
Yeah.
I don't like going
to the theater, man. Mm-hmm. It ain't for me. People with their phones light up.
Yeah.
People talking. So, and we got a little theater here. We just watch it there. Although we don't use it. We tried to watch Spider-Man No Way Home, the last one. We got to a little bit of it.
Did you like it?
Didn't watch enough of it to know. Caitlin's not big into superheroes, and we were just killing time anyway. And because she wasn't so into it, she didn't say stop. She was going to watch the whole thing. And I was like, I'll just watch this, you know.
Later.
By myself, yeah. Pretty good, though, huh?
Yeah.
You said really good? Because what happened is he has to go beg the Magic Man for, I don't know much about Spider-Man.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah, the Magic Man. For to make sure people don't know he's Spider-Man anymore. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this okay? I'm trying to remember. I've seen it, but there's so
that's
many.
In like the first 20 minutes of the movie.
That's the whole premise.
Okay, so he's like, "Oh, it is. This is the whole thing."
Basically,
I won't say anymore. Well, I mean, I didn't see anymore, so that's where it ended for me. All right, I think that's it. Ray, how long has this been?
We're at 20 minutes. I want to say 21 minutes.
What do you mean you want to say?
That's just me. My internal clock. It was at 20. I was a minute off.
Can he look at the?
There's no chance. He went straight internal.
No.
Clock on that.
No.
You just felt it.
I mean, Adobe was covered up. I had no way to tell the time. And then I just, whatever internally I was feeling, and I was about 58 seconds off.
Pretty close. Kidding. Not bad.
I don't believe it.
I do.
All right, we're done. Anything you'd like to say, Mike, for your birthday?
No.
Say anything you want your birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Everybody was just asking me if I feel older. I think I just feel more adult.
Yeah, but the older I get, the less like an adult I feel.
Like you're going backwards?
Yeah, well, because I'm like, shoot, I'm supposed to do that? Ugh.
Do you know how old Mike is?
Mike is 32 years old.
31.
Wow. Sorry,
internal
I gave
clock?
You extra.
Internal
years.
Clock?
I was internal clock.
Yeah, internal clock?
I had no idea.
I see his license. He just went internal clock. Yeah,
I just saw it in his face.
But Mike, you don't look a day over 25.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you have braces back on?
Yeah.
They were off the last time I looked at your teeth.
Yeah, I got the bottom ones now. They're all my lips are cut up. It's kind of hard to talk.
He's like, it's hurting while I'm talking to you.
Well, Mike got his braces off, and I was like, hey, look at your braces off. And then I look back, and they're on again. So how long is this set on?
This is 2 years.
It's from now?
Yeah.
And so are they different?
They are different. Like, I had teeth taken out, and it was supposed to, like, all close up when I had the braces on.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really work. So I had to get new braces on another 2 years.
Is it tight?
Yeah. Well, they was really tight like the first week I had them on, and they were very
those.
Sensitive. Yeah. And then now they feel a little bit more normal, but I'm not used to the bottom ones. So it like cut my lip right here.
Ugh.
So it hurts.
Dude, play that out.
So some things are hard to eat right now.
You're very good at, we would have never known the pain you're in.
Yeah, play that out, buddy. And be like, I can't even walk.
I'll put numbing stuff on it if it's really bad.
All right, that's it. Hate to hear it, Mike.
But happy birthday.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
Suck it up. All right. All right, that's it. Thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan, so choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network, and you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.